Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Here in the United States, we recently completed our 2020 presidential election. And in addition to determining the future of our political landscape for the next few years, this has also opened up some lessons about digital transformation. And that's what I want to talk about here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients through their digital transformation journeys. And if you've been following the 2020 presidential election in the United States, you know that it was a very interesting election, to say the least. Some people are happy with the results, some aren't, and some would argue that it's still unresolved. But regardless of where you stand on the political spectrum, one thing is clear in that there are some good digital transformation lessons to be learned from this election. And what I want to talk about today are what are some of those lessons. And just to set the context for the discussion, there's a lot of change that's happened in the world. And as a result, there's been a lot of changes in terms of how we vote and how our elections run. And that's a lot like what a lot of you and what a lot of organizations are going through in their digital transformations. So for example, COVID-19 has changed the way that we vote. So now there's more mail-in ballots, there's extended time frames for voting. And that may be a good thing long-term, but in the short-term, it creates a lot of difficulty and challenges in learning how to adapt to this new business process, if you will, of managing an election. Now, as I'm recording this video, there's a lot of allegations and disinformation, a lot of different information flying around regarding what may or may not have happened appropriately with the U.S. election. But one thing is clear in that things could have been run better and things could be better in the future. And I want to unpack this year's election to talk about how those changes to the way we operate here in the United States can be transferred to how we can make digital transformations more successful in the future. Now, one thing that makes the political system in the United States different from a lot of countries is that we have a very decentralized way of voting and a very decentralized government. And while you could argue this is a good thing, or maybe you don't think it's a good thing, regardless of what you think about that model, decentralization can relate to a lot of trouble. And I think that's what we've seen here in this year's election. And with the election, you see different states and counties and different precincts within those counties that all have different processes and different ways of operating. And each state has their own laws in terms of how votes are counted and what constitutes a legitimate vote and what the time frame for voting is. And when you combine that with the fact that COVID-19 and other external factors have dramatically disrupted the way elections have run in the past and forced some new changes on the election processes, it goes to show that that can be a big problem for organizations that are decentralized, that are looking for a little bit more consistency in terms of how their operations are run. So for example, just taking the election example and transferring it over to digital transformation, when we look at multinational companies or any sort of multi-site type of organization that has multiple offices or multiple locations, oftentimes when we're asked to help manage a digital transformation for them, we find that they're very decentralized, they're very siloed, they're independently operated, and those organizations oftentimes are trying to consolidate and bring things together and standardize those operations into a common set of business processes. Now, in the case of the election, that's not always possible because the U.S. Constitution doesn't allow the federal government to dictate to states everything that they do. But in the terms of private organizations, it could be that they want to move to more of a centralized, standardized, consistent operating model. And so when we look at some of the challenges that were faced in our election, we can see that some of those inconsistencies and challenges of decentralization really are exposed. And it's a good case study of some of the challenges that your organization might go through as you look at some of the different locations and some of the different countries that you may operate in. You probably have different ways of operating, different organizational designs, different expectations, different business processes, all of those things. So it's a good reminder that trying to get on the same page and trying to consolidate into a standard way of operating can be very difficult and very challenging during a digital transformation. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the challenges that the U.S. election faced in 2020 was that some of the software that was used to tabulate votes was upgraded at the last minute. And in some counties, they reported that the software was upgraded and updated literally the night before the election. And in some of these counties within the United States, there were some issues tabulating votes, and there was some confusion around how the system worked or how the new software was going to work in those upgraded versions. And it's a good reminder that we need to be mindful of the fact that testing is very important, and we need to give our end users and our employees plenty of time to learn and acclimate themselves with new business processes, with new technologies, with new roles and responsibilities. And in the case of the election, most election workers were faced with new processes, new roles and responsibilities, and now new technology. So doing an upgrade the night before production without any sort of testing and training and all the other stuff that goes along with that can be a recipe for disaster. And had the United States not done that, that probably would have mitigated many of the problems that were experienced during the election. A similar challenge that many organizations face is with software as a service and or cloud-based technology. So in cases where the technology is hosted in the cloud, especially if it's a SaaS-based system where the upgrades happen with or without your approval or knowledge, and you could wake up one day, go to work, and find that the technology has changed. There's some sort of functionality that's different. There's been some sort of upgrade or new release that you may not have even known about. And it's a good reminder that that is one of the downsides of using cloud or SaaS-based technology, is those upgrades aren't necessarily in your control. So it's important to recognize that as a weakness and a risk of cloud-based technology. And it's a good way to remind ourselves to focus on mitigating that risk and finding ways to ensure that we can identify what those changes are, ensure that people are comfortable with those changes, and if needed, change the software to fit our processes or change our processes to fit the software, whatever the case may be. So ensuring that we have the proper set of training and adoption and testing for a new technology is very critical in these sorts of situations.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Another transferable example of what happened in the U.S. election versus what typically happens in digital transformations is the fact that the U.S. election arguably did not handle organizational change management and training very well. And at the very best, they handled it very inconsistently throughout the country. And when you look at this year's election, it was quite a bit different because you have a COVID pandemic situation that had changed the way we vote in terms of mail-in voting and other sorts of changes to the election process. And election volunteers and workers weren't necessarily completely comfortable with or familiar with those new processes. So it's a good reminder that when a change like that happens, it's really important to make sure that everyone's on the same page and understands how those new business processes should work and how those new technologies should work. Another example with the election is that workers and volunteers were expected to implement this new process somewhat overnight in terms of counting mail-in ballots that they weren't necessarily accustomed to counting at such a high volume. So that's another example of what might happen in a digital transformation and what often does happen in digital transformations, where there's new business processes that are either imposed by the company or some sort of external customer-driven factor that might change the way the organization operates and the way you expect your people to operate. But regardless of the cause, it's very important to make sure that we spend a great deal of time focusing on organizational change management to ensure that our people are comfortable with the new processes, with the new technologies, and really also as a way to help mitigate some of the chaos that goes along with lack of organizational change management. So making sure we have change management as an integral part of our digital transformation is a key way to avoid failure. The decentralized nature of the U.S. election system is a great reminder of how important data is and how important it is to keep clean data. And it's also a good reminder of how difficult it can be to preserve quality and clean data. In the case of U.S. voter rolls, when you look at people that are registered to vote, that data has been arguably compromised in terms of not being up to date with who actually lives in a certain state. In some cases, there have been allegations that people that aren't even alive any longer were sent ballots or were able to vote. And so it really raises the question of how do we manage our data better? And that same thing holds true for digital transformations as well. When we as an organization open new locations or go acquire new organizations or even deal with multiple systems in our landscape, we oftentimes are faced with situations where we have data that's very disparate, it's very siloed, it's not necessarily clean, it's been corrupted over the years by human error and other sorts of lack of maintenance related to what master data management is required. So really ensuring that we have a solid handle on our data, that we not only clean the data and make sure that we clean up the data before we need it, but also have processes in place to ensure that master data management and governance is in place to keep the data clean and to ensure that we're on top of our data cleanliness, that's a really important reminder from the U.S. election. Just an example of a private sector situation where they were faced with dirty data situations that we were asked to help with. We got a call recently from a commercial contractor that was reaching out looking for help with their transformation. And one of the challenges they had is being a commercial contractor, they were dealing with about 100,000 service orders per month. And each of those service orders had a lot of important information within it. Things like customer data, sketches, photos, other complex data fields and requirements for their customer orders. And they were having trouble keeping that data clean and really keeping track of that data all in one place. And so that's sort of an extreme example that a lot of organizations go through. And especially the larger, more complex organizations that have complex products or complex customers or complex operations, all of those things can undermine your data integrity and put more pressure on you to put more effort into ensuring the data integrity. So really making sure that we focus on data, that's another good lesson from the election. One of the controversies with the U.S. election in 2020 was cybersecurity and how secure are our elections. And for the last several years, this has been a question dating back 4 or 6 years ago and probably even earlier. But in general, there's been a lot of concern about outside hackers or people trying to infiltrate our systems and our voting processes from bad actors outside the U.S. and maybe even within the U.S. But in addition to outside hackers, the other issue that the election has to deal with, and as does private organizations going through digital transformation, is this whole concept of security as it relates to your own employees. So people that are actually directly in your system accessing the data. And it's not even necessarily that those employees might have nefarious or ill-willed intentions, but it could be human error or things that cause mistakes or in some way compromise the security of your data and the information that's captured in your system. So when we think about our own digital transformations and how it relates to the U.S. election, it's important to make sure that we stay on top of security issues and really nail down our cybersecurity for our systems and our processes and the people touching those systems and processes. So regardless of your political preference or opinion on how the election ended in the United States, and regardless of what you think about the election processes, some of these facts and allegations that I've mentioned here today, some of them may be proven true over time, some of them may be disproven, but at the very least what it does is regardless of what facts and allegations are proven or disproven, it opens up and underscores some of the challenges that digital transformations face. And these are the things that we need to be thinking about as we embark on our digital transformations. So I hope you found this information useful, and I also encourage you to download some of the helpful links that we've included before, some downloads and additional resources that are intended to help you through your digital transformation. So I hope you found this information useful, and have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.